in themselves, their team, and their community. Together, everyone achieves more, and the team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance can't wait to cheer the Bombers on through their next great season. Go Bombers!
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring has the largest selection of flooring of all types. Luxury vinyl, waterproof, carpet, tile, laminate, and more. Don't just stop at the floor, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams with River City Flooring. There's no better time than now with easy pick payment plans, 12, 24, or 36 months with no interest. River City Flooring, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers, Highway 62 East, where quality matters and their number one priority is you. Go Bombers!
Back here at Mountain Home, ready to get the second half underway. Lady Bombers now moving from left to right. They will start with the basketball. Driving to her left is Mullen. Mullen along the baseline, pulls up 10-footer, left it short. Offensive rebound almost picked up by Waymire. Waymire all over Maynard, and it's a whistle and a foul about 94 feet from the basket, as it's going to go on Lauren Waymire. Be her first foul.
You know, here we are on the last closing stretches of this preseason. We call it preseason before the conference, right?
Called non-conference preseason, same thing.
How will the Lady Bombers respond in the second half? They had a rough first half there. How will they respond? How will they get better? You know, will they come out with intensity and build on this game, you know, before conference season gets here?
You know, I talked to Josh Fulcher about that. You know, he was just looking – obviously you want to win the thing, but he's wanting to look, get 3 days of where they get better. And so far he's got two, and have to see where – Lady Bombers go in this second half, see if they've got two straight days. As the jumper from Maynard's good from the right elbow. Tell you what, she's a pretty good player as a sophomore.
Yeah, I'll tell you, if the Lady Bombers got a tough game tomorrow. Regardless of who they play, if it ends up being Farmington or if it ends up Harbor, you're going to have a tough game tomorrow. So you need to build the second half and use that to build into tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Again, if they lose tonight, Lady Bombers will play at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon against Springdale Harbor. As the ball's turned over, Rogers picks it up. If they win, come back, they will play Farmington in the championship at 4:30 as Harris comes up with the pass. Looked like she could have had a wide-open layup, but she passed it back out. Maynard with it. Top three-pointer on the way from Miller is good. Tell you what, one thing I like about this Rogers team is every time they hit a shot, every time they hit a layup, they immediately point to who passed them the ball. And that's something that you see a lot of teams in the state starting to do now. And, you know, thank the passer. You know, one guy that was really big in starting that was Greg White over at Bentonville West. And it's just kind of spread like wildfire. Just, you know, get your team bought in as pass is stolen, picked up by Maynard. Layup off the window, good. Ava Maynard's got 4 points here in the second half. 13 on the night, 5:50 to go in this third period of action, 41-10. Husky, bounce pass is turned over, picked up by Miller. Miller driving off the window, good. Kate Miller with 5 points, she's got 9 on the evening, 5 in the second half, excuse me. Mullen, across the timeline, now on the jump circle, 43-10. To the left side, Husky. Husky, back to Rucker. To the right side, Mullen. Mullen to Norcross. Thought about a three. Now she's going to dribble it. Steps back to Rucker on the left side. Rucker behind the back. Looking. Scoop shot off the window. Almost got to go. Waymire offensive rebound. Puts it back in.
You know, Lauren's had a great couple days. You know, there's a great offensive rebound. And she's attacking the boards really well.
Ball's kicked out. Three-pointer Maynard wide open. Shot is missed, rebounded by Mullen.
We might have found Maynard's kryptonite. We need to let her sit back there behind a three and shoot.
Waymire met by a double-team Husky. Right wing three, rattle around, won't go. Waymire in there for the offensive rebound, a whistle and a jump ball, but it's going to go to Rogers.
Lauren Waymire there again on the rebound. Yeah, that's a good spark right there for the Lady Bombers.
Kate Jackson, Emma Wilbur, and Monica Chafin will step in, replacing Norcross, Rucker, and Husky. So it's Waymire, Chafin, Jackson, Mullen, and Wilbur, the five out there for the Lady Bombers.
We'll see how the Lady Bombers choose to attack this high pick and roll that Rogers have been doing. Now they're doing a double pick and roll up top here.
Up top to Harris. Harris to the left corner, Maynard. Maynard driving with the right hand. Hesitation back to the left side. This is Blockberger off the window inside to Abby Harris. Then the shot is good. Tell you what, she's had a quiet night, only 4 points. And she was in She had 11 points yesterday against Fayette Ware, Tennessee, a very talented ball club. Jackson loads up the right wing three. It's missed, rebounded by Rogers. 45-12 our score. Lady Bombers trail halfway through this third quarter of action. Maynard with the basketball, driving past Mullen, driving off the window. Scoop shot layup is missed, rebounded by Monica Chafin. I tell you what, when they put her in there, Monica Chafin's giving them some good things out there.
She's playing hard, you know. And this is a good kind of learning year for Monica as a sophomore to get in and get a lot of valuable minutes for the Lady Bombers.
As ball's knocked away, but it's going to stay with Mountain Home. Substitution for Rogers in now is Brooklyn Owens. She's going to come replace Ava Maynard. I believe Maynard might be close to done for the night. Might get a few extra minutes here in the fourth quarter, but I think as of now, I think she's done for the night. She's had a good night so far. Maynard with 13 points. Lady Bombers with the basketball. Mullen on the right side, bounces to her right. Crossover dribble back to the left, brings it, centers the ball back. Now between the circles, past the volleyball line to the right side. Pass is picked off by Owens. Owens one-on-one with Mullen driving to the rim. Mullins tapped it out, but she fouled her. And it's going to send Brooklyn Owens to the free throw line as Cameron Mullen picks up the foul. Her first, team second of the second half.
You know, you're sitting there watching, and it, you know, we got Blockberger right in front of us playing defense there. And just something to learn as a defensive player, you know, watching Blockberger, her eyes were on the ball the whole time. Right, as a defender, you want to watch the belly button of the person that you're guarding. Where that belly button goes, their body's going to go, right? That ball can go in all kinds of different directions. But you know, you watch Blockberger there. She had her eyes set on the ball. You know, as an offensive player, you see that. Use that ball to get yourself open.
Owens goes 1-2 at the free throw line, misses the second. Mullen with the basketball now, 46-12. Mullen now back to Jackson. Chafin tried to get it inside Waymire. Gets it into Waymire on the right block. Now a mid-post. Skips it to Mullen. Mullen hesitation move, driving to the middle. Puts up the three. Chafin missed it left. Rebounded to Owens. Owens crossed the timeline along the right side. Rogers with the basketball. 46-12. His pass is stolen. Wilbur got a hand on it. Mullen saved it out of bounds. Ball's rolling around, and it's picked up by Monica Chafin. Diving for the loose ball. Mullen driving ahead. Mullen full head of steam. Lost the ball. Owens picks it up. And now they'll just walk it up the floor. This is Kennedy Blockberger now. Gives it to Morales between the circles. Now to the left side, Owens. Owens picks up her dribble. Back to Morales. Morales dribbling back to the right side. Looking for the back door, couldn't get it. Now back top of the key, Harris. Harris inside to Blockberger. Got knocked out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get the ball back. So Husky, Rucker, and Norcross back in, replacing Waymire, Chafin, and one more has got to come off the floor. Can't play with six. Cameron Mullen's going to step off the floor. So it's Husky, Jackson, Norcross, Wilbur, and Rucker, the five for Mountain Home. Husky gets the screen from Wilbur on the right side, on the right wing now. Two to go here in this third quarter of action. If the score holds, it stays a 30-point game. Husky pulls up for the jumper. If the score holds, the fourth quarter clock will run. Morales with it now. Minute 50 to go. Owens, right wing three, airballed it. Missed it long, but it goes right to the hands of Kennedy Blockberger for Rogers. Blockberger between the circles to the right side, Owens. Owens along the baseline, goes up off the window, left it short. Rebounded to Husky, and she'll pick it up.
You know, there's a classic case there on that offensive rebound. When the shot goes up, the person guarding the ball has to yell shot or some note to let the other defenders know. You know, Kate's still out there playing defense, didn't know the shot was up. The ball bounced right overhead right to the Rogers player.
To Rucker, left corner, three, got it. Amelia Rucker from downtown. She's got 5 points tonight, and it's 46-15. Rogers with the basketball, minute 10 to go in this third period of action, 46-15. Now to the right side, Blockberger. Now Morales. Morales, she wants another three. She's got it. She's got four threes tonight. Pretty good shooter. 14 points, 4 of 5 from the three-point line. And it's 49-15. Husky, long the baseline, met by a double team. Kicks it out, Norcross, right corner three. Rattle around, won't go. Owens got a hand on it, but Jackson comes up with the offensive rebound, but it's missed and picked up by Rogers. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter of action. Tried to feed it inside to Selah Blockberger, but it's tipped away by Wilbur. Husky comes up with it, 25 to go in this third period. Rucker on the far corner on the left side. driving towards the middle. Hesitation move, pulls it back out. Norcross, top of the key, three. Off the right side of the iron, Wilbur got a hand on it, got knocked it off the Rogers defender, off Tracy, and it's going to stay with Mountain Home.
You know, Emma, she's long and lanky, got real long arms, used those long arms there to tip the ball off the Rogers player on that defensive rebound.
Making Tracy in for Rogers now on that last dead ball. Husky looking for Rucker, now gets it to the Hoover in the right corner. Rucker back to Husky on the handoff, down to two, down to one, puts up the three at the buzzer, missed it right. And the Lady Bombers trail 49-15 as we head to the fourth quarter of action. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7.
And it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app.